because we've all been there. It's the second date update on the Keola Show, 1027 The Bomb.
All right, we got Ellen on the line this morning. Ellen, what's going on, love?
I met this guy named Drew. I was out at a bar, and he was having really a lot of fun with my friends. He was having fun with his friends. But you know how they have those partitions because of this, you know, the COVID at the bar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say I mind them, but I don't.
I don't really.
Yeah, as long as you're not part of my party, it doesn't matter.
We tried to request those for the studio when it first happened, and then
I still haven't gotten it. I'm still too close to Joe.
Oh. It's not like we're in a box.
Oh yeah, I just remember the inflatable human bubble that Kimmy wanted.
I still want it.
That she still wants.
I still do.
But go ahead. So Ellen, anyway, the little divider things.
Anyway,
and
so I'm sitting there, and this guy's kind of good looking. You know, I keep bumping into the stupid divider because I'm lefty, and I'm like bang bang. And then finally, I was like joking. I was like, I keep on nagging, but I can't get him in. And he started cracking up. So we're talking back and forth, just exchanging stupid, you know, jokes or something. And then he asked me for my number, so I said okay. So then we go out for drinks a few days later. And it was actually really awesome. We had a really great time, if you know what I mean. It was pretty awesome. Like, we really totally hooked up. I mean, we totally hung out. Anyway, we decided we're going to go out probably again. We were talking about that. So we're texting. And, like, then by the next night, it was weird because he just disappeared. Like, he ghosted me or something. And he hasn't responded to my text. I even went as far to, like, call him because, you know, I just called him, but he didn't return my call. So I have no idea what happened, but the guy was cool. We didn't have any awkward moments. It is beyond me what happened.
Huh. And you sound like a very sociable, well-spoken, fun, go-with-the-flow kind of girl. Like, sometimes, you know, like, be a guy or a girl. Like, the first one that we talked to is just kind of like, okay, I hear it.
I can see why.
I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like, you're there, but you're just, like, there's no soul in there. There's no personality. But you sound like you got all those things. We're being fully transparent. There was nothing at all that was awkward?
No, actually, it was all very not awkward. It was very fun, and he's, like, super charming. Very funny guy, very handsome, very sexy guy. I had a blast, and I think he was having fun because he was, you know, giving as good as he got, if you know what I mean.
That's not been that awkward if they hooked up, too.
Well, I don't know. You guys have different standards. Not sure about that.
Wait, so you guys did hook up, for sure. Like, our definitions of hook up means...
You know, my mom might be listening to this, okay? So, you know, it went well.
So, yes.
Yeah, because your mom never picked up on that at all.
Oh, yeah. Just say you got it in. It's
so, I was
going
to tell you, my mom, who happens to be the Virgin Mary. No. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Ellen, why don't we give Drew a call? We'll figure out what happened, see if we can reconnect the two of you, okay?
All right. Thanks,
awesome. Man. Yeah, for sure. Just stay quiet on the other line. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Drew?
Yeah. Okay.
Drew, it's the Keola Show with Kimmy Karuba and Fat Joe.
Drew.
Good morning, brother Drew.
Uncle Drew.
Awesome. I listen to you guys every morning.
We appreciate you. Hey, Drew, gotta let you know. I'm sorry, this is random. We're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep talking if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, perfect. So, Drew, we're calling about it. To me, it sounds like almost like a. Like, divine intervention, how mm-hmm. this all occurred. You were out with your friends, and then there was this girl sitting, like, at the other table with a divider between the two of you, and you all started banging dividers, and then you all started banging, period. First time you were banging dividers. Second time, there ain't no dividers.
You must be calling about Ellen.
That's right, yes. Uh-huh. So, we heard the night was great. Like, she says nothing but great things about you. And mm-hmm. she sounds like a really good person as well. Then you haven't gotten back to her. So, is there any reason why?
Yeah. So, I mean, Ellen, she was great. Like, I had a really good time with her. I ended up spending the night. The next day, it just got a little weird for me.
Like in the morning when you wake up and you realize what you did or
No, like after I went home, you know, it's been a few hours after the date and I get an Instagram message or a new follower from an older lady. And I didn't think anything of it. I, you know, post a lot of pictures of my dog. So I thought, you know, maybe it was from something of that. And then later on that night, I got a DM from this lady, and it turned out to be Ellen's mom.
Oh. Wait, was that, yeah, the, was so that the follower that you were speaking of earlier?
Yeah, it ended up being her.
Ellen's mom.
Yeah.
Slid into your DMs.
You know,
oh. It was... a little awkward.
So we know she's not the Virgin Mary anymore. No, I'm joking. Sorry, inside joke. Go ahead.
So it was a little awkward, and she started asking me all kinds of questions, like, she said, I know you and my daughter went on a date, you know, did you like her? Asking me all kinds of questions, you know, how many people I've had sex with. You know, if I'm a boob guy, if that's what, you know, interested in me and her daughter. So it was all of that. And then, like, the weirdest question of all, she asked me how many times do I masturbate? Like,
what?
So what? It was just very strange. Just a very strange thing. So I'm not sure.
Oh my God!
What?
Wow!
Drew, sorry. If you hear the "Oh my God" in the background, that's not none of us. That would be Ellen. Ellen's been on the other line. She had called us to call you.
Okay.
Oh God, yeah, so I agree, Ellen. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Let me say it in a more emphatic manner.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
What your mom did to? Why did she DM? Oh my God! Do you believe it, Joe? Don't believe it. Okay, so I'm trying to recollect everything that your mom was inquiring about when she DM'd Drew, which is awkward to begin with, bearing in mind that y'all only went out on one date. He's never met your mom.
Right.
So we got the, are you a boob guy? Because is that why you're interested in my daughter being you?
Must be well endowed.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Positive. I'm so sorry. This is just so awkward. My mom and I are, oh, my God. We're so close, but I should not have told her about this date. My mom has, like, boundary issues. I swear she has, like, social Tourette. What is her problem? Oh, my God. It's horrifying.
Has she done this before? Like, is she kind of like,
No. Oh, my God.
She's not a repeat offender.
My fault. I think this is my fault because I got all excited, and I was like, this guy's really great. My mom was like, let me see a picture, and I showed him her a picture. I basically took a screenshot of the, you know, of his Instagram, and I did not crop out his handle. And it is totally my fault, because that is how she figured it out. And then she's like, because she has no freaking boundaries. Oh, my God, I'm so horrified. She's actually really nice. She's just way out of line.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ellie. Like, once again, is she a repeat offender? Has she done this in the past with other men? And number two, what's she like in person?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you date a guy, you go to introduce him to mom, she'd be like, are you hung?
Yeah, are you hung? What's your attention to my daughter? You gonna marry her?
I tell you, I think it kind of ran in the family because it's only happened a couple of times, but in person, my grandma would ask people like, are you a serious boy? And then my mom would be asking like kind of inappropriate questions, but I would get out the door fast enough for not first to get this bad. This is horrifying.
Oh.
Those are some detailed questions.
Oh my God.
Wait, did you answer the questions?
Yeah, how did you respond to the Ellen's mom's DM?
Well, I mean, at first, the first few questions were kind of innocent, so I answered, and then, you know, once that boob question came out,
you say, hell yeah, have you seen him?
Yeah. Sure.
Did she get him from you or her dad?
It was a trap or something.
Okay.
So, she's just, like, super protective. I'm so sorry. It's embarrassing.
Why really does she need to know about
all the signs
you...
I'm just glad it was, you know, kind of a mistake, you know? It's not like, you know... I'll definitely go out on another date with you now that I know it was,
really?
You know.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
That was easy. Ellen, did you just try to call him direct? We didn't need to be here at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, all we talked about was, like, you know, what's your mom's obsession with your boobs? And
and how many times you...
Yeah. How many times are the guys you go on dates with?
I be stroking.
You know, like.
I mean, maybe she thinks it's a reflection of character. I have no idea.
Whoa.
I mean, you
any help.
I think if any woman's mom were to ask me that question, to me, I see that more of a reflection of her character.
I'd have to say,
that's out of line.
Yes, it is.
That's a discussion for us kids being me and your daughter. And by the way, yes, the boobs are fantastic. that did help out. That did help the cause. Well, Ellen, here's my question. At what point in time in any kind of relationship with a man do you feel comfortable bringing him to introduce to your mom? Mm.
Oh, good question.
Has it even happened yet in your lifetime?
Try to keep them away.
Well, no. I guess I would introduce somebody if I was, when I'm serious about them and whatever. But they would understand that she kind of has an amateur interested in being like an amateur sex therapist. And this is probably why she asks these kind of really wild questions. She's trying to be daring or something.
Uh-huh.
And protective at the same time. It's a little, she's sweet, but this is a bit much. Oh my God.
You know what she sounds like? She sounds like the mom in sex education.
She reminds me of like Dr. Ruth. like the old ladies. It's like, well, what you do is with the penis. Stop talking about my penis, my girlfriend's mom.
I've been stroking.
10 times a month, maybe. Okay, can we move on? How's the turkey? Everyone enjoying dinner. Gosh, damn it.
So I'm thinking I might, just so that we can like get to know each other, I might block her for a little while. But I don't want her to like feel any kind of way about it.
I think it's probably a good idea.
Ellen,
let's lock this in first things first. Drew, you're saying if we pay for dinner and drinks, you will go out with Ellen again. Now that everything's clear.
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go. That's the first commitment I wanted to make. And then let's cap it and wrap it up with this. Ellen, you play you, I'll play your mom. Because I'm assuming after this conversation, you're probably going to want to call your mom to establish said boundaries and also explain to her why it is that Drew blocked her on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have that conversation. I'm your mom. Go ahead, Ellen.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, babe.
I just got off the phone with Drew after putting him on the radio to try to get some help to get him to agree to go out with me.
Did he talk about how he...
I be stroking.
20 times a month.
And your boobs.
Oh, my gosh.
And why are you asking him questions on Instagram? And how weird and intrusive is it that you would, like, take his Instagram handle and then friend him and then ask him really horrifying and personal questions? I just met him.
Well, have you ever gotten any compliments on your puppies?
Wow.
Where do you think those came from, young woman?
I need credit, too.
Oh, my God.
Where did you think those came from?
Too much.
I would like some credit and acknowledgement for giving you said tatas.
Vicariously living through my boobs. This is happening.
And they are fabulous tots. Okay, so you should be grateful.
Mom, you've got to cut it out because you're going to ruin it and make it impossible for me to date anyone who's normal.
Not with tots like that.
Don't be.
They'll come back for more. Don't you worry, young woman.
I'll never stop.
All right, Ellen, Drew, hold on the line. I'm going to get you guys all taken care of. Get you on that second date, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And by the way, Drew, how would you answer all those questions that Ellen's mom, posed to you on Instagram?
Well, I definitely noticed the boobs.
Okay. It helped the cause. So we got a yes on that one. Let's make note of that. What else?
I don't know if I should say about my masturbation.
You're a guy. We already know.
It's one of those issues. Yeah. It's more like how many days off you get.
Yeah. When are you not doing it?